Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Ravens beat the Browns 23-16. Our next guest, Charles Davis, was on the call along with Andrew Catalan, Jason McCourty, and A.J. Ross. And they'll be on the call again this Sunday when the Ravens host the Jets. And Charles joins us now, courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. So, Charles, if you're the Ravens, what do you glean from what you saw yesterday other than the fact that you got the win on the road in the division?
Yeah, you did. First of all, hello, guys. Good to talk with you again. And you guys know better than I do, so let me just go ahead and state the obvious. An AFC North win is never taken for granted. Yeah. Never. I mean, we can go through it all the time. I guarantee you there's some people listening to us that are listening to my voice right now, and they're rolling their eyes. And I would say I get it from the outside perspective. I truly do. You look at the teams. You look at where they are. You look at how the Ravens have been playing in recent weeks. Look at the Browns' overall record. You look at how they lost to the Jets, you know, things of that nature. And you're thinking, why are they not getting killed? Why are they not rolling these guys? But if you've been around the AFC North, if you've been around AFC North football over the years, what we saw yesterday was standard. And I'll guarantee you, it's not coach speak if John Harbaugh goes to the podium and goes, we are so happy to get a win. Yeah, we got to clean some stuff up, but to beat Cleveland in Cleveland, Myles Garrett 4 sacks, yada, yada, yada. That's not coach speak. To me, that's just reality.
Well, Charles, John Harbaugh, when he did talk at the podium a couple hours ago, he said the biggest issue for this Ravens offense yesterday was red zone. And unfortunately,
yeah,
exactly. They're 29th in red zone offense after being first last year. They were automatic in short yardage situations last year, a 180 this year. What are you seeing? What needs to change there?
I think you know, I don't have any great solutions, but I did have thoughts. 2 of 5, obviously, against the, who was it the week before?
Vikings.
The Vikings, sorry, on the road. And then we start this game, you know, nice drive, the whole deal, and red zone, and now you're 2 of 6 over 2 games, and it starts to roll, right? I don't know enough about it. We may find some stuff out later this week. There may be absolutely nothing. But my biggest question during the game in terms of what they were doing offensively was the first series I saw Lamar Jackson scramble and look pretty good, and we brought it up on air. You know, he had a sore knee, didn't practice, but it sure looked like he was good to go. because he took off and went and the whole deal. Now, I know he's not running as much as he has in the past. That's probably by design. But at the same time, okay, sore knee, will he move? Well, he did. Maybe I'm wrong, but the movement became less and less as the game went on.
Yeah.
And then the opportunities of climbing the pocket, pulling the ball down and gashing him with a quick run just went out the window. And it felt like that was totally on purpose. So if it was on purpose and there is anything, and again, I don't know that there is, or if they just consciously said, we're not doing that today. That took away some things that you would do in the red zone that I think, you know, have been tried and true and hurt teams in the past. Get Lamar on the perimeter, give him opportunity to have some run pass there, you know, do some other things. They did have that one where they rolled out, and I thought he was trying to throw back across field for Hop, for D-Hop, and the coverage was good, and he got sacked. There was another third down. I thought they might move him, and it's a straight drop throw, and that didn't work. But then later in the game, remember, it wasn't a red zone play, but he did scramble out of the pocket, and he had a great opportunity if he wanted to run. I thought he had the angle on Delpit and would have easily outrun him if he chose to do so. But he ends up pulling up and throwing back into the inside because Zay Flowers did a nice job moving back inside and making himself presentable for a big throw and catch on a third and long. My whole point, as you can hear, is just very simply, did they decide consciously?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Lamar's decision? Or did the knee start to affect him maybe enough that, hey, I don't need to be out here running around. I can move a little bit, but the run game is taken out of it. I don't know. I don't know if it's an issue or not.
Well, let's spin it forward because you're on the call again this week. So his legs haven't been as much of a factor. He has been on the injury report. The goal line and red zone stuff has been bogged down all year. Bateman's one of their key explosives guys, and he's one of their key red zone targets. He's not coming back for a while. D-Hop doesn't have a catch in the red zone all year. But we haven't mentioned, I think, the elephant in the room, which is how much of this ultimately is traced back to the offensive line. And part of the reason Lamar doesn't want to run is he's a little worried about these guys, and he's been caught from behind in the pocket a few times this year. And, like, Myles Garrett's a hell of a player. He doesn't have a hat trick in the first half of every game he plays. That doesn't happen, like, every week. How much of this is Monk and Lamar and everybody else just saying, we're going to scale this back, we're going to be what we have to be, and hopefully this new and improved defense can carry us because we can't win in the trenches?
Yeah, what's that great expression that's really gained momentum in our society? Well, two things can be true, or both can be true, right?
Yeah.
I'm hearing that all the time now. Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, this is the new, you know, I'm going to, he's being very intentional about what he's going about to do, right? You know, we have these things that pop up and we're wearing them out. And I think in this case, this one might be true. Okay, a couple of things that go with it. Here's the thing that threw me yesterday a little bit. Didn't really throw me, but it's something I think that we came to as the game moved on. Myles Garrett, as you said, terrific player. Okay, 4 sacks on the game, hat trick in the first half. How many of those were quick sacks?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The answer was none.
Yeah.
Okay. Not that Myles Garrett wasn't a good player and didn't continue to rush and didn't throw a second and a third move and get there. But that was my point, is that it wasn't that he just beat his opponent across the line of scrimmage right off the line. It wasn't Ronnie Stanley, right, or Rosengarten, or whoever it was, wherever he came from. Boom. He wasn't just like, boom, just left him in the dust, and now he's sitting in Lamar's lap. He had to do the whole rush, and in some cases threw a second or a third move, reaction, and then he got him. That meant to me coverage was good downfield. So you just talked about it, you know. D-Hop doesn't have a ton of catches, right? And for, at one point, how many plays was he playing? Yep. Bateman doesn't play yesterday. Mark Andrews, great, congratulations, new record. You know, he's still Mark Andrews in so many ways, but is he the same option as he has been?
Right.
Because the number of throws aren't going there that way. So many things that go along with it. And, yes, the offensive line is, you know, you look at it and you say to yourself, hey, that's pretty darn good offensive line. But they have been a little bit more inconsistent than they have been in the past. So I think you roll it all together, and maybe that's what you have, some of that that goes along with it. But I did think that this Cleveland Browns defense, I mean, I know they're 2-8. That's a legit D.
Oh, yeah.
They play well. They're cohesive. You know, as John Harbaugh and Todd Monken both said, they are a quick outcome defense. They make it that play, that ball is snapped, and they get upfield and force you to do stuff right here, right now. And if you don't have it ready to go, they're going to win that down. And they're really good at what they do. And I thought, once again yesterday, they demonstrated why they're legit. And I'll just leave it like this, guys. I'm an old, old dude. They remind me a little bit of the 1960s Detroit Lions, whose defense was so overwhelming, just destroyed people. So sacked Bart Starr, the Packers, 12 times one Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
But could not win the old NFL division or conference because Green Bay was in it and would have been a force if the playoff system was different because their offense was usually not very good. Yeah.
Charles Davis, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Buddy.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, great to talk with you guys. Can't wait to get to Baltimore and get there one more time. It's been a while, but it's always fun.
Yes, sir. Always
enjoy.
Good to
safe travels,
yeah,
my friend.
Have a crab cake.
Be good, guys. Take
thank
care
you.
Bye-bye.
Charles Davis. He'll be on the call along with Andrew Catalan, Jason McCourty, and A.J. Ross, Ravens and Jets this Sunday. We'll come back, get the text of the day, preview tomorrow's show, and get you ready for Infinity Sports Radio, which will lead into Monday Night Football, Cowboys and the Raiders. Westwood One's coverage here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.